Back to basics. We all know families that have that special something that's hard to put into words. A sense of teamwork, unity, identity, and plain old fun. It's inspiring to see a family like this in action, playing music or a sport together, laughing, or telling stories around the table. What we are glimpsing in these families is a faith-filled and lively family culture, or level 4 of a Trinity house. Our focus in the fourth week of the month. And in our consumerist age of distractions, busy schedules, and anxiety, families that swim against the culture and forge their own unique culture seem increasingly rare. So in this season of back to school, let's do a brief refresher on how to achieve a vibrant family culture. We all want that special something for our families, but it doesn't come by accident. Let's remind ourselves about what's operating beneath the surface when we see a family whose culture we admire. Not that it's as easy as it sounds, but when we are building toward a fulfilling family culture at level 4, there are 3 steps we need to take first. And those are levels 1, 2, and 3. All the steps build toward the ultimate goal of family life, to become a unique image of God, the most holy Trinity, by gradually building up interpersonal communion and all of the creativity and blessings for us and others that come from that. So, to go back to basics from the Heaven in Your Home workshop, here are the steps to a flourishing family culture. Step 1. At level 1 of our Trinity House, Faith Life, we receive our communion, which provides the basis for our family to grow into a unique image of God, the Most Holy Trinity. We orient our week around this communion by keeping a holy Sabbath, which deepens the communion that God gives us in the Eucharist for the week ahead. And we keep our home focused on it by tending our home altar, which physically calls us back to communion with God and each other in prayer throughout the week. Step 2. In level 2, person and relationships, we strengthen our communion by developing other-centered persons and relationships. We keep our week moving toward communion by observing a weekly date night, and we keep our environment oriented on it by seeking out quiet places, like a walk, car ride, or a tuck-in, to connect with each family member to build the relationships. Step 3. In level 3 of our Trinity House, Household Economy, we care for our communion. We hold a weekly life meeting between spouses where we organize and commit to the work of the household. And well-kept workspaces physically support our communion so that we can effectively lead our children in shared work and studies. In a way, it is very simple how naturally our communion as a family can be received, strengthened and cared for in faith life, person and relationships, in household economy. And these 3 steps set the stage for the flowering of family culture. A family that draws grace from God, loves well, and works hard will naturally produce a unique and beautiful family culture, the level at which we celebrate our communion. Family culture includes so much. Observing the liturgical year as a family, sports, reading, music, holidays, nature, pets, art, travel, and other types of leisure. But don't be overwhelmed. We start with orienting our day toward communion with the family meal, a mini Sabbath. And our home also points toward it with a beautiful family table. So as our families get back to school, let's give our kids a gift that will last a lifetime by taking small daily steps to build a vibrant family culture. We'll send them into the world with that special something, a living awareness that they have received communion from our Lord, strengthened it, cared for it, and celebrated it with their loved ones. Most importantly, they will have what it takes to arrive at the crown of a Trinity house. Level 5, hospitality and service, at which we share our communion with those outside our family. Yes, let's do more than cheer our kids on as they go back to school. let's get back to basics as parents in this sacred calling to form our children in the faith.